Who is a secret cat or dog toe bean sniffer? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, August 20th, 2026, and we just heard SF9 with Summer Breeze. 여름 향기가 날 춤추게 해. Now, I'm surprised this didn't come up for our Y2C question answer. Now, who loves smelling their dog's paws or the cat's, you know, toe beans? They might smell a little funky to people, but some people admit they smell great and they love to smell it. And, of course, it's not a secret. Dog lovers and cat lovers know that we love to flaunt it. I love to sniff my dog's paws all the time in front of my friends, too. I'm just like, mmm. And, guys, there's a scientific reason for this. The funky corn chip smell actually triggers emotional comfort and affection through your brain's memory center. Speaking of toe beans, meet Toby, a 10-month-old rescue cat from Michigan who has just tied the Guinness World Record for the most toes on a cat. Now, that sounds a little funky. Imagine smelling his toe beans. So, how many toes should a normal cat have? Typically, cats have 18 toes, including 5 toes on each front paw and 4 toes on each back paw. But not Toby. Veterinarians confirmed that Toby has 28 digits and 30 claws in total, matching a record set way back in 2002 by a Canadian cat named Jake. Now, Toby was adopted last year by Delaney Henderson, who happens to have another polydactyl cat named Connie. Polydactyl is just a fancy word for a person or a cat, in this case with extra digits. But of course, Connie doesn't have half as many toes as Toby. Despite all those extra digits, Toby is perfectly healthy and doesn't need any special care, you know, beyond regular nail trimming. He and Connie now spend their days chasing each other around the house. And Henderson says Connie is the responsible older sister, while Toby is the one who keeps everyone on their toes. Anyways, we have a great song for you guys right now. This is Naya from Twice featuring Wonstein with Love Countdown. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. This is where you get to grab that beverage of choice. Skip the work, skip the noise, and skip all the fuss of the day and focus on us because we have news and, of course, stuff that you probably didn't know about. Now, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and apparently so is ugliness. Now, the world's ugliest dog contest has just celebrated their 50th anniversary. Can you believe it? And this year's winner is a 6-year-old pugged, I don't know why I added an extra ED at the end, named Ginny Lou. Now, the competition took place in California, where a parade of wonderfully weird-looking dogs strutted their stuff for the rather unusual honor of being named the world's ugliest. Now, to me, all dogs are cute, so I couldn't, you know, really choose an ugly dog, you know, if I was a judge. And Ginny Lou clearly knew how to work the runway. She beat out the competition to take the top prize, earning her owner $5,000. The second place prize went to Pinky, a Chihuahua Pomeranian mix, while third place went to Otto, a Chihuahua mix. But despite the name, this contest isn't really about calling dogs ugly. It's about celebrating what makes them unique and encouraging people to adopt rescue animals. Now, Ginny Lou herself was adopted from a pug rescue center 4 years ago, and this was actually her fourth attempt at winning the title. Her owner says Ginny Lou loves competition, meeting people, and everything the event represents. And honestly, after 4 attempts, she finally got her big moment in the spotlight. Because when it comes to these dogs, maybe the real message is simple. Beauty may be skin deep, but personality is forever. Sounds like an ad to me right there. Well, we have a great song break. 2 songs, in fact. We have Red Velvet with Good, Bad, Ugly. And then Resen with Pretty Girl.
You
your two cents. You guys know what that means. This is where I get to connect with you guys and hear all your creative, you know, all your quirky answers to a question that we post on our gram every week. And of course, you get to get creative, you know, get your creative juices flowing, and you get to win a prize. All right. Not everyone. I get to choose one of you guys to send a prize to. And now this week's Y2C question was, finish this sentence. The best smell is blank. And you have to tell us why, okay? You just don't tell us, oh, I like this smell. I'm not going to choose you if you just say it like that, okay? It's a two-part question. Finish this. The best smell is blank and why. Now, some people, you have a favorite perfume or cologne, maybe a favorite flower, maybe some foods you like. Some people may be a little weird. You know, I know somebody who's like, I like my girlfriend's farts. All right. That's you. You do you. Or some people are like, I like my boyfriend's sweat after he comes home from the gym and his smelly socks. I'm like, you know what? You are from another planet. You know, but everybody has a thing that they like, you know, smell wise. I personally love, you know, fresh cut grass. Sometimes, you know, there's a smell of fresh cut grass after you use a lawnmower. It doesn't even have to be spring. It could be fall. It could be, you know, the end of winter going into spring. But it just reminds me of spring or summer always. Anyways, we're going to get right into it. You know, the first one we're going to get into is from at Zeho Honest. And you better be honest, Zeho. You know what I'm saying? The best smell is freshly brewed coffee in the morning because it instantly feels like a warm hug and signals the start of a new day. Okay, see? Good. You answered the question in full. Now, this also reminds me of an ad that I grew up listening to in America a long time ago. I can't say the name of the ad, but the jingle is like, the best part of waking up is blah, blah in your cup. I can't say the ad or the brand name. That's why I said blah, blah. Okay. I'm pretty sure if you grew up in America, you know the brand. Okay. That's why I said blah, blah. I know they didn't have the brand in Korea, but if you're from America and you grew up around the same time, if you grew up in the 80s, you know the brand. Or in the 90s as well, you know that brand. Yes. It was in a red. I think it was a red tin cup with like a plastic lid. And then over time, I think they changed it to a jar or bottle or something. And my mom and dad used to drink that brand a lot. But I remember the jingle. It was always catchy. Anyways, now time for music. Let's get into it. It's To Us with Brand New Day. All right, that was Brand New Day by To Us. And we're going to get into more of your answers. Finish the sentence. The best smell is, and tell us why you think it's the best smell. All right, the next one is from @spring_rain with two N's. The smell of the flowers during spring and the fresh air during that season. Heart emoji. I love spring season so much. Another heart emoji. Okay, just like your gram handle. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you know, it's interesting, you know, to think that each season of a certain place, you know, or a period in time has a smell to it, you know, and it reminds me of that, and it reminds everyone of that, you know. For me, like, fall, when you think of fall, you think of, like, pumpkin spice or something spicy, those aromatics in the air. When you smell that, you instantly think of fall, you know. I don't know about Korea, but growing up in America or Canada, you think the moment you go into a coffee shop and you smell pumpkin spice, you know, you're like, oh, it's fall. And then you switch to, like, I want to say, I guess cinnamon or hot chocolate or even like peppermint. When drinks start smelling like that, you're like, okay, it's Christmas season. It's winter time, you know? And then, like you said, you know, when you start smelling, you know, fresh cut flowers or lilacs or, you know, roses, and then you're like, okay, it's time for spring. And then summertime for me, it's not smells per se, it's visual. You know, when I see the sun and fresh air and for me, pool, like water, blues, bright colors, even my house, like the way I decorate it, that look and the visuals make me feel like I can smell the summer. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah. You guys have to realize that our noses are sensitive, and that's like a gift from God that I feel like I never, you know, actually am thankful for all the time. The sense of smell. Yes. Now moving on, we have one from Alicia Katoon from the Book of Faces. The best smell is raw mangoes. It reminds me of summer afternoons picking mangoes, hide and seek, and old friends. Wow, I don't think I've ever smelled raw mangoes before. I'm not a big person for fruit. Like, I like fruit smoothies. I like strawberries. But when I pick fruit, too, when I go shopping, I don't sit there, like, and smell and sniff fruit that much. I just like, all right, I need bananas. I need strawberries. I need blueberries. I just pick them when I see them. I'm not like a professional fruit connoisseur or whatever you want to call it. Oh, so I didn't know raw mangoes had a smell. So I know this is a dumb question. So what is a raw mango like? What color is it? Is it yellow? I know mangoes are yellow, or is it green? I'm confused. I don't really shop for mangoes, so yeah. Either way, tell us what a raw mango looks like and smells like. Be more descriptive. What smells like a raw mango, or what's a raw mango smell like to you? You know, is it sweeter, spicier, funkier, whatever it smells like to you? Be more descriptive so we know what it smells like. All right, with that said, we have two songs for you guys right now. First one, we have 여자친구, girlfriend, with Rain in the Springtime, 봄비, and then we have Cheese with Mango. All right, that was Mango, and we're going to go over more of your answers right now. All right, we got Amir Jameer from the Book of Faces. The best smell is freshly baked bread. I do like that because it makes me feel warm, happy, and hungry. I love the delicious smell of bread coming out of the oven. It reminds me of home and family. The smell makes me excited to eat it while it's still fresh and warm. With best regards, Amir Jameel, KBS World Radio English Service listener from Pakistan. Okay, so just a question for our writer, because is it Jameer or Jameel? Because in the front, there's an R in your last name, and then there's an L in your last name. So I'm not sure if Karen misspelled your name wrong, just to make sure. But yes, I do love the smell of fresh baked bread. When I'm hungry, I do want to eat it. But when I'm not hungry, I appreciate the smell. Yeah. It's just something about fresh baked anything, goods, cookies, you know, it just smells great in a bakery when you walk in a cafe. Yeah. But when I'm not hungry, I'm just like, oh, I don't care for it. It just smells good, but I'm not hungry. But yeah, it makes you feel good. You know, something, it feels cozy. Yeah. All right. We're going to get to our last answer for this week. It is from @NazimiMe28. All right. The best smell is fresh lavender flowing through a warm breeze because it immediately relaxes my mind after a long, busy day. Okay. Well, did you know, you guys, lavender helps you relax also. Mm-hmm. And it helps you sleep. So if you can get your hands on some lavender tea, and I believe lavender also, if you actually have it outside, I could be wrong. I think I might be getting mixed up with something else. It's rosemary as well, but if you have lavender outside, if you're growing outside, it helps keep mosquitoes away as well. Well, we're going to wrap up this segment, but we still have a winner to announce. And we have two songs for you guys right now. We have 17 with Home, and we have Kind, Ha Dong-kyun, and Skinny Brown with Lavender. All right, guys, that was Kind, Ha Dong-kyun, Skinny Brown with Lavender. And you know what time it is. So, it is time to announce today's winner, and today's winner for our weekly Y2C is Alicia Catone from the Book of Faces. If that is you and you're tuning in right now, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, gram handle, email, whatever it was you got in contact with us with, so we can send you a prize and include the date that you've won. It makes it that much easier to find you. And remember, you can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Score your mouse at a purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Then click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And while you're there, our annual Overseas Listener Satisfaction Survey is up and running on our website as well. And you can click on the banner at the top. And we'd really appreciate it if you guys can take a few moments, you know, participate, give us some feedback. And of course, let us know what you like and what we could do to get better. Mm-hmm. And of course, it closes on September 11th. And when you get to the question about your favorite program, you know what to do. You know what the dealio is. Thanks again for your support. And we have a great song for you guys by Jin Young. It's called One Sided Love, Wae Sarang, featuring Choi Yoo-ri. All right, y'all. It is sad to say, but it is time for us to wrap up our show. But thank you guys for tuning in. And we do have a great song taking us out by Shido. Let's go out tonight. 한강이나 갈까? Our producer is Choi Dong-kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.